ISO fam, sending love, light, and blessings to everybody. Thanks so much for coming to our episode 3 on Angel Radio with me, O'Neill Weich. Angel Radio. I have a question. When you see angel numbers at different times of the day, who do you think is behind it? Yep, you're right, your guardian angels. Your guardian angels communicate with you all the time, even if you cannot see or hear them. Angels and spirit guides communicate with you through repetitive number patterns because it's easier for you to notice these divine signs with your physical eye. You might think seeing these patterns is a mere coincidence. It's actually a moment of synchronicity that asks for your attention. And the number that we're going into that needs attention is angel number 211. Angel number 211 on Angel Radio. So let's get into it. Like I've been doing with the last two episodes, I wanted to do something a little bit different, where I would start with breaking down the numbers and then putting them back together. So we're discussing angel number 211, 211. And let's start with the angel number 2. And the message there is it resonates with the sense of duty, harmony, and adaptability within your inner self and your relationships with others. The angel number 1 is all about new beginnings, opportunities, and a fresh start, forging your own path, creating this whole new path, you know, something that's never been done before. Only you know how to do it. Only you have created it. This is a lonely path because no one's ever been there, because you're creating this path right now. So the number 1, it resonates with new beginnings, new opportunities, fresh starts. The cool thing about this number 211 is that the number 1 appears twice, symbolizing many new starts are coming your way. You will see how easy it's going to be to successfully start this new project or this new idea that you have. You know, anyone that's out there that's really creative, you will have the strength to shape your own triumph, your own glory. Also, angel number 1 reminds us that we are all connected through our shared energy, manifest through our thoughts. And this is another thing about angel numbers. When I have, or when angel numbers have appeared to me, I was always in deep thought about something. And what I realized through research and some spiritual guides of mine was reminding me to pay close attention to my thoughts. And with starting these reoccurrence of numbers started happening, I started to use that muscle of remembering what I was thinking about when I saw that number and seeing how they correlate together. So that's something that how I use these numbers to then receive the guidance that the angels and your angels, my angels, are sending us. So the angel number 11, when you put the two ones together, there's a message that says, let go of some aspects in your life that keep pulling you down. So if you're feeling overwhelmed all the time, there's never any time for self and reflection and to breathe and to be with oneself, it's time to kind of reevaluate your day-to-day and what you're doing. And if you can figure out a way to simplify your life in some type of way, and to disconnect with things that are stressing you out, or, you know, creating this low energy vibe that you have, pay close attention to those things and those people. It could be a job, it could be friends, it could be family that brings a sense of anxiety with them. And, you know, it's very important to be aware of these things and make the necessary adjustments so that you can become your best self and live a stress-free life. Simplifying your life will help with that. So I want to just go right into the guidance behind angel number 211. It says, pay close attention to your thoughts about yourself and others. The more faith you have in yourself and others and life itself, the more your faith is rewarded with positive experiences. Let go of any destructive thinking that you have, any bad habits or anything like that, that will distract you from having very positive thoughts, very optimistic thoughts, having great thoughts about yourself, having faith and hope in whatever it is you're looking for, happiness. Obviously, we're all looking for happiness, faith in our world that we live in, faith in people in these very uncertain times. Faith is truly all we have to move forward and to be courageous is faith. Faith in the fact that things will get better. And if everyone has the same mindset of having this very godlike faith, unwavering faith, will definitely help promote positive experiences. Did you know that when you see the number 211, your guardian angels are sending you a message of hope, love, and encouragement? In fact, you're being reassured that you are doing something good with your life and you are taking it to the right direction. Must be willing to let go of bad habits. So the angels are reassuring you that the path that you're on currently right now is the right path. If you are seeing a reoccurrence of the angel number 211, so that's really good news. So you should release all of that anxiety and worry if you're feeling like or doubting this current path that you're on, something maybe new outside your comfort zone. Let this number, if you've been seeing it, be a reassurance to you that you have made the right decision and you're on the right path. You just got to keep the faith. And I said at the end about letting go of bad habits. Now, I have my share of bad habits. I feel like every human has it. You may not say it, but you do. And these bad habits are very, very difficult to release at times. And sometimes you have withdrawal and because of a really uncomfortable experience, especially during these uncertain times that we're living in. These bad habits can creep up. You know your bad habits. Think about that. Try to let them go. Try to tame them. Be aware of them. Acknowledge these bad habits so you can then start creating a positive way of then releasing these and moving past them so that you can ultimately live your best life. So all these lovers out here, if you're married or if you're dating if you're dating someone that possibly you're looking at long term, there is a message about love with the angel number 211, and it reinforces the fact that you can create the love you want. Start working on your weaknesses so that you can become a more confident, a more loving, and a more understanding partner. So if you're married or you're dating, you have the ability to create your love story, whatever that looks like. You need to remember that there is no perfect relationship and there's no perfect partner. Yes, I've struggled with this, to be completely honest. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and we're moving past that. You know what I mean? That's one of those bad habits, right? That I have, that I acknowledge that I have, is that nothing in life is perfect except for the divine. Yes, I've had my share of disappointments with believing that there is a perfect relationship. You know, we watch these love stories in these movies on TV where the happy ever after, not saying that that cannot be manifest, because it can, but in this physical reality that we live in, there will always be a hurdle or some hardship or some type of disagreement that you will have in this quote unquote perfect relationship. So scratch that. There's no perfect relationship and no perfect partner. So it's very vital to be aware and be open-minded to things not always going in the perfect way. Things happen. So you should be ready for that. Also, love, it goes on to say some encouraging words about keeping the faith, that good things will come to you no matter how difficult or hopeless your situation may be. Just keep believing that love always wins, and do your best to be good all the time. So it's about being mindful when you're in a relationship, or if you're dating. The angel number 211 is just encouraging you to have faith in a not perfect relationship, and know and believe that love will always fix everything. And if you continue to be your best self and be open-minded and loving and hopeful and do your best and work hard in this relationship, then only good things will happen, right? I feel like that works for everything in life. If you work really hard with good intentions and you love and you have passion, no matter what good, what bad happens, you always win, because love always wins. Angel number 211 goes into talking about these new beginnings to expect to take place. Something that you have been waiting for so long will finally happen, and things that have been worrying you in the past will finally be over. So if you're seeing 211 and you've been going through it and worrying about a decision that you made, or being pushed out of your comfort zone and trying something different, do not be in fear. Do not worry. This is destined to happen. It's kind of like a cocoon, a butterfly in a cocoon, right? You know, getting outside your comfort zone. You're in this cocoon, and you're going through the motions, and you're worrying, and you're not sure what's gonna happen or whatever. But once you decide to take that leap of faith, that's when the cocoon opens and the butterfly appears, right? So it's a metamorphosis. It's this time that you're going through, and that we're all going through, this is a metamorphosis. This is this time where it's time to create new things, a new way of life, a new way of thinking. Old thinking is no longer valid in our world. So keep in mind that this number is big on new beginnings, fresh start, new opportunities. The one is doubled here, So it's really intense. So be excited about this number if you're seeing it. So the number goes on to say you need to find new sources of motivation that will push you to pick yourself up and start dreaming big dreams again. So that particular reading right there, that touched me because I've always been a big dreamer with this vast imagination. And there came a point in my life where I was just worn down, had lack of motivation. I struggled with being inspired. I was afraid of dreaming again. Currently I'm working myself out of that right now. You know, obviously we have huge dreams, right? And they're in our head or maybe in a book that we haven't told anybody about. You know, and you're afraid of it. You're afraid of the dream because it's just so big, right? What I'm coming to understand and what I'm coming to learn is that that's what we should be doing right now. Do not care about the boundaries and the parameters. Hell, there's no parameters with these huge, big dreams that you have. Just trust and believe that you can manifest them in time. But it starts with just one step forward with these big dreams and more action, less talking, right? It goes on to say when you do find that motivation, right, you need to make progress and be open to receiving help from friends and loved ones, which can be difficult at times, especially if you're a very proud person or if you are independent and always been independent according to the way you was raised or your family situation. You may be an independent person. And it could be very difficult to ask for help at times. Again, I had my fair share of struggling with asking for help when I needed it. Luckily, my angels were very active during these times of need, and these beloveds showed up. And I knew what I had to do. And what I had to do was to ask for help. It goes on to say, be self-reliant and confident about your gifts and talents. Be less stubborn and proud and listen to people's well-meaning advice. You know, mentors or people that you trust or strangers. It could be strangers. If they give you sound advice on a situation, their intuition will let you know if it registers with what's going on, and then filtering out certain advice and seeing what works for you. But usually your intuition or your gut will know what information to take and what not to take. Make your achievements your inspiration. Now, I thought this was really, really great. Make your achievements your inspiration. So earlier I was talking about being in dark places where lack of motivation, difficult trying to find inspiration. But this reading, it says to make your achievements your inspiration. So look back on all the achievements that you've accomplished, all the great, amazing things that you've done in your past and that you are doing, big or small, doesn't matter. And just go down memory lane, because we need to reboot often. And as humans, we're imperfect. We lose motivation. We lose inspiration. We procrastinate at times. We're lazy at times. We don't have any energy at times. But sometimes it's very easy to locate inspiration when we look back at all the accomplishments and all the great things that we've personally done. So if you've never tried that, try it. See how it works for you. I think it will definitely inspire you in some way. And you, there are probably things that you forgot that you did. So take the time to go down memory lane and pat yourself on the back for all these amazing achievements and accomplishments that you have obtained over the years. With that note, be humble enough to take to accept your mistakes, but feel proud of your achievements. All right. So I want to leave you with this conclusion for angel number 211 that resonated with me, and it says, stay in tune with yourself, help others, and listen to signs from your angels. You are taking the right steps, right? Stay in tune with yourself, help others, and listen to signs from your angels, and you'll be taking the right steps. You'll be on the right track. So if you can keep those as a reminder, you keep going. The angel numbers will continue to show up. Take heed to the guidance, and then just keep going forward. Keep moving. One of my mantras, or not really a mantra, is more of an affirmation that I have been reciting for a long time, and that's forward always, and celebrate your uniqueness. So if you continue to move forward and celebrate your uniqueness, everything will work out just fine. Just believe in yourself, have trust in your angels, and everything will be great. So we're going to end this out with a little bit of Tropical House Angel. You know, I like to thank you so much, Soul Fam, for listening. I always like to give a shout out to my trusted sources that I love to reference back to. There's a few that I like to use. Today was sunsigns.org, sunsigns.org. Doreen Virtue, the numerologist goddess, queen. There was a book that she did called Angels Numbers with Lynette Brown. Angelnumber.org and TrustedPsychicMediums.com. So these are my sources for today. And thank you so much again for listening to Angel Radio with O'Neill Weich. Angel Radio, sending love and light to all of my Soul Fam and all my beloveds. Keep your eye out for all of these sightings of these numbers, and I will be back soon with more.